Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri. Thank you. 105.5. Big Willie 105.5. And Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. You could also hear me Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays on River Talk 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri live and dangerously local is also the force multiplier of truth. And sometimes, let me tell you, that ain't easy, but what are you going to do? All right, you can also see the show, although I honestly can't imagine why anybody would want to watch this. In fact, don't watch it. It's hideous. It is hideous. Today is even more hideous than it normally is, and it's always hideous. So that's how bad it is today. But if you want to watch it, because you are a sadist or a masochist, it works either way, by the way. If you're a sadist, you should watch the Facebook live stream of this pathetic show, or if you're a masochist, you can watch the Facebook live stream of this pathetic show on Big Willie 105.5. Just go to the Dimitri profile page, or actually the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Follow that, share that, and you'll see the show. New studio, new motif, new decorations, Big Willie signage everywhere, including our mic flag. We're very excited about that. Thank you, Johnny O, for that. Thank you. I'm going to give him a... thank you. And he's going, thank you back. So he has no idea why I'm saying thank you. He has absolutely no idea on this earth, but I'll thank him anyway. Thank you for the mic flag. I really feel I've arrived here. All right. Earlier, we played a montage, which is French for something, of all these different audio clips regarding how the media lied to you about covering up for Joe Biden. And now this same media is saying, well, no, you don't need to really look at all of these problems now that Joe Biden has prostate cancer, stage four, there is no stage five, and he may not make it. So you need to stop asking why the media covered for him. You need to stop asking questions about the Biden crime family, and just put all that aside. Here are the same people. This is what they told you when we were asking questions.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
He knows so long as he was denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation is remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
I was sitting, you know, 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
He's had trouble walking sometimes. Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused. He's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed. Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas.
There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake.
Ageism is an issue. Americans have a rich history of holding people's physical characteristics against them. Okay, you could ask African Americans.
He's older. That doesn't mean that he is unfit, and there's a lot of ageism there.
Now, this age attack, this obsession by the right.
Joe Biden may not be able to speak for himself the way that he used to.
They want to think that it's to take on government if we get out of line, which they're talking again about. And that's him lying around.
I think people should be speaking up for Joe Biden.
Americans and reporters in the media are just judging him by a physical appearance, and it's horribly unfair. Age is an asset.
He showed exactly how with it he is.
The flip side of this coin is that he has a tremendous amount of wisdom and experience. Have you heard any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No.
More wild speculation from a bunch of people who have probably never been in a room with Joe Biden and certainly don't have medical degrees that I'm aware of.
But you don't get paid for performance to be president. You don't. The job is not a job of endurance. I don't see Donald Trump out bike riding like Joe Biden.
It's the Hillary's email. All they have is that he's old.
He can clear a dementia bar, and that's probably a win.
The media are not fair, and they're getting less and less fair, and things are frightening. You have Wall Street Journal running a horribly sourced piece saying that Biden is unfit.
Dubious Wall Street Journal report about the president's acuity.
Shoddy story by the Wall Street Journal questioning Biden's mental fitness.
Wall Street Journal story had a lot of flaws, as you said. But Sinclair, they didn't do any original reporting. They didn't follow up. They didn't do any work.
The hero of the day is Hirsch Gobert Cohen, and still, he is not here with us, but he's still being held by Hamas.
But a huge part of the Mueller report talks about Russian disinformation tactics. And one of the themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead. And so everyone is seizing upon this. And it is a classic disinformation tactic. And I think the best thing that we can do is to prepare the American people for this false narrative.
I love the way that ends. So, yeah, these are the same people who are now saying, well, don't even discuss this Joe Biden thing with all the corruption, everything else, and all the auto pen stuff with the pardons, because now he's got cancer, and that wouldn't be nice, really. You know, there's another group of people who knew that Joe Biden was mentally incapable of anything. When you turn on Fox News, the Fox News channel, you see a lot of the commentators there and the guests bashing the Democrats, saying, hey, they knew all along this guy didn't have a brain, and that this, that, and the other, that, you know, all of them knew because they had to interact with him and deal with him. And that's fine as far as that goes. That's true, but that's only half the story. The other half of the story is that it's been a very rough week. The other half of the story is that the establishment Republicans knew the same thing. But you never hear that on the Fox News channel. The Republican establishment, the rhinos, knew the same damn thing because they had to interact with him as well. Remember, the Republicans control both chambers of Congress, which means they're sitting down with him and his staff to deal with different bills. The Republican establishment, Mitch McConnell, and now Thune, and Kevin McCarthy, and now, what is his name now? I see him, David Johnson. I'm having a blank regarding his name. In any event, the Speaker of the House, whoever it is, these are Republicans. They saw it too. They control both chambers, which means they have subpoena power, which means they can hold hearings. They can do all sorts of things if they wanted to. And they knew too that his brain was just oatmeal. But they did nothing. When you watch the Fox News channel, they'll tell you how bad the Democrat establishment is. And that's fine. But that's only half of it. The Republican establishment knew the same thing. And the Republican establishment actually had the authority, because they control both chambers, to actually do something about it. To expose it, to have the hearings, yes, issue the subpoenas. But they didn't. Just like they're not doing anything now. Have you noticed the lack of any hearings about much of anything with the corruption that had been going on for the past 4 years? Jim Jordan loves to come on the Fox News channel and talk as tough as Lindsey Graham. And every once in a while, both of them send out stern letters. They control both chambers of Congress. They've done nothing. Where are all the hearings for all the people who have gotten the pardons? When you get a pardon, now you can't plead the fifth. You've got to tell the truth. Where are all the hearings? Where are all the subpoenas for all the people who got the pardons so we can find out the truth? If Nancy Pelosi were the Speaker of the House, I will bet you your last dollar we would have gotten lots and lots of hearings, lots and lots of subpoenas, lots and lots of investigations. But now that the Republican establishment is controlling both chambers of Congress, nothing. Nothing. Nothing with Fauci. Nothing with the CDC, nothing with the FDA. Hearings about the incestuous relationship with the FDA and the Big Pharma. Hearings about everything that had been going on in the White House with a president who clearly had lost his mind. You subpoena everybody and his brother, whoever worked in the White House, under oath, they'd have to tell you what they saw. But nothing. There's a reason why it's called the Uniparty. There's a reason why the Republican establishment, like West Virginia's Wrinkled Rhino, Shelley Moore Capito, do nothing except stop progress, including, by the way, Shelley Moore Capito was one of the 25 or so Republicans who voted against the Elon Musk Doge bill that would essentially clean up government and expose government corruption and stop it. Shelley Moore Capito was one of the 25 or so Republicans, rhinos, who did that. And of course, the local media gives her a pass because billionaire Bob hates Trump. Hashtag nutting sucks. They do nothing. They've been in charge now for how long? Can you name even one hearing that's been scheduled that's going to give us any information about any of this? All of the people who've been pardoned, they have to tell the truth. They can't plead the fifth. We could find out everything about January 6th, about the fake pipe bomb story, about everything with Russian collusion, all of it. The Republican establishment doesn't want you to hear that. Because then you would hear that they were complicit in all of that. It's the Uniparty.